Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of this live Sunday broadcast. The telephone number, if you would like to call in and get something off your chest, talk about current events, talk about news, talk about, you know, I don't know, how much you hate our show and all the guests, you know, our terrorists and extremists.
Fusion centers.
You know, it's, we all belong in fusion centers. You're free to do so at 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
Classic. Classic. Classic.
And Nikki.
Nikki.
All right. I think we've carried that far.
No, we still have another hour.
If you're going to do that kind of thing, hit the silence button.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
It kind of picks up. That's an excellent illustration, Steve. Also, don't wear it out. It's a long story, but I think at least one of those mute buttons is a white supremacist mute button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I won't touch it then.
Well, I mean, like, if you feel some white supremacy coming on,
I can mute myself.
You can
mute
yourself.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so
it's the equity button.
You know, I'm just saying. No, actually, one of these buttons used to belong to a former host, co-host of Free Talk Live, who decided it was better for him to become a white supremacist Nazi type.
Oh, and I know why. So, I don't want to touch that.
And so, but it was, like, left over somehow and installed.
But I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just don't break it.
Continue, Captain.
I have to tell you that you can get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Although physical tickets are already sold out, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world and are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will all be speaking at this October 16th event. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. It's only in like 6 days, so go now.
It's cool.
All right. I have a confession to make.
Oh, well, you are
there
the
are,
Reverend.
It is Sunday. It is Sunday, so let's start an irregular segment called Sunday Confession with Reverend Captain Kickass. I will go ahead and because I already have a thing to confess. Some folks in the libertarian community frown upon sports ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I also make fun of sports as well because if you substitute the word government for the word national, generally speaking, it's true. And that would make the NFL, the NBA, and the
National Hockey League?
NHL, thank you. All governments, and they are. Because guess what? They, you know, taxes, build all your stadiums, cities are on
and
the hook.
And you have two teams,
the
Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah. Another thing for people to worship.
It is very...
I don't like those people.
Very statist reinforcing. It really is.
Yeah.
And this is like Rome, right? When we saw Rome, they had the gladiators, and it's the same kind of effect. It was sponsored by the state, and they do all their propaganda, just like the NFL, right? They do the flyovers with the military jets.
Yep.
And the NFL has actually paid money, the government has paid money to the NFL for the ability for them to propagandize their viewers. So, that all being said, I still watch the NFL.
NFL. I watch whenever I get paid to do the NFL, I watch the NFL. Otherwise, I don't want
That's right, because you do media stuff. You're an actual professional outside of
But even when I'm paid to watch it, I don't really watch it.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
So anyway, that's my confession. Why do I bring that up? Because sometimes when it's fourth and long, you got to punt, which means you got to, you know, so I'm switching subjects is what I'm saying. This is my segue.
Oh, all right.
I've punted the previous article that we were talking about in favor of this next article. However, you should finish the article yourself if you've been listening to this program. And you can go over to social.freetalklive.com. You can join our Matrix. We have a Telegram chat. The links that we talk about, generally speaking, get posted to all of our social medias. I think we're still on Twitter. I know we still have a Facebook feed going on. If you're still on those, you know, there are ways for you to see. So I've put the link to the full story up on our social media. So if you're on there or you're not on there, go and find it and finish reading the rest of the article. It's very important. But I want to talk about this from Intellectual Tankout.
Wait, I thought we were talking about sports.
No, I've segued three times now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm a rookie.
I used my sports confession as the segue between the previous article and the next article.
You're a professional broadcaster.
And I also invented a new Sunday segment while I was, you know.
And now you're an Esquire.
Whether I remember that this is, you know, somewhat a recurring segment, I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
We may have heard the first and last of Sunday Confession. We don't know.
Okay.
I try not to do that.
I'm having a little fun here, folks.
I've said time and time again that if only people would examine the evidence, that my points of view would become self-explanatory to them. Right? So if you look at who's the largest taker of money in the world, who takes the most money from people without their consent?
The U.S. government.
Governments in general, as an organization. Any government. It could be the Chinese government. I don't, you know, maybe the Chinese government takes more than the U.S. government takes from the U.S. I don't know, whatever. But, like, far more than any criminal individual.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They've got what it takes to take what you've got.
Who's the largest, the biggest, the most murderous organization on planet Earth?
Governments.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not speaking specifically of the U.S. government. I'm speaking of all government. Government as an organization type globally. Right? Where are most rapes committed? Government facilities.
College campuses? No.
Government facilities.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, college
campuses.
State schools. Yeah, I'm sorry, state schools.
Unwanted pregnancies might happen in college. All right. But, so government is the largest, biggest, and most of all of the bad things. And the evidence backs up my statements. If you open your mind and you actually do research, people are like, oh, you can't research things on the internet. Oh, really? Where else are you going to research things?
No one has time to research. They're watching the NFL.
Right. But if you do the research, you would change your mind immediately. And somebody else had this experience, a statistician who writes for the Washington Post, rethinks gun control after digging into the data. So this particular person, a statistician, Leah Libresco, said she used to be for gun control. Then she looked at the data. Writing at the Washington Post, the former news writer for the data journalism site 538, explained her epiphany. Quote, "Before I started researching gun deaths, gun control policy used to frustrate me. I wished the National Rifle Association would stop blocking common sense gun control reforms such as banning assault weapons, restricting silencers, shrinking magazine sizes, and all of the other measures that could make guns less deadly." That is antithesis to my point of views. Points of view.
Wow. So she did some research?
Then my colleagues and I, this is her speaking, my colleagues and I at 538 spent 3 months.
Wow.
Analyzing all 33,000 lives ended by guns each year in the United States. That's a lot. 3 months is a lot of time.
I was going to say 33,000 lives in Chicago. That's all the entire
United States. Maybe in 1 year. It's 33,000 a year. By, you
know, that's not just Chicago. That's across the country.
Chicago
always has like thousands of people.
I don't think I've said Chicago at all in this article.
I'm thinking the Chicago Bears. I'm sorry, NFL. I'm still in the NFL.
Well,
continue.
Why is there a southern wind always blowing out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Did the Bears suck?
Oh. Who's in charge of the popcorn army?
It's actually because Chicago sucks. But anyway,
continue.
So this lady continues in, you know, speaking. She said, then my colleagues and I at 538 spent 3 months analyzing all 33,000 lives ended by guns each year in the United States, and I wound up frustrated in a whole new way. We looked at what interventions might have saved those people, and the case for policies I'd lobby for crumbled when I examined the evidence. We'll find out more about how LaBrisco changed her mind from being for gun control to advocating for more freedom when it comes to guns. Here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
the next generation from R2-D2? Or would it be R2-D7?
That is BB-8. Oh, no, he's a different droid unit altogether. I'm definitely. Sorry.
This is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering, you know, why we're talking about buttons and stuff. We have a studio. You can call us. It's 603-283-6160. We will put you on the air.
That's the domestic terrorist hotline.
It really is. It's also the extremist hotline.
Extremist.
I have to tell you that our other co-hosts on, I think these guys are on Wednesday? Ari and Conan?
No.
No? Tuesday?
I'm on Wednesday.
They're on Thursday, I think?
Tuesday.
No. Aria and Conan. Tuesday?
Yeah, Matt's on Thursday.
I can't keep
up. We listen on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
But
who are these people?
Suffice it to say, we have co-hosts named Aria and Conan. They're doing something, and this tells me to say Aria and Conan are idiots.
Okay.
Wow.
And they're going to prove it on October 12th on Freer Talk Live. That's the after show.
Oh.
To Free Talk Live, by eating progressively hot peppers, up to and including the Carolina Reaper.
Wow.
The hottest pepper in the world, while discussing stuff. What will they be attempting to discuss while choking and breathing fire? They don't know yet. They don't know their topic. They don't know their subject material for the show, but they will be discussing stuff. You could send money to thecrypto6.com if you want, but there is no cause, no fundraiser, no mission, just two people torturing themselves for other people's amusement. Who will go for the milk first? Tune in to Freer Talk Live October 12th, which is just a couple of days from now.
Tuesday, I think. Yes, it's Tuesday.
At 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wow.
And you can watch it live at video.freetalklive.com. Freer Talk Live is... It used to be somewhat regular, where that we would have an uncensored after show after our regular broadcast from 7 to 10 p.m.
It's like the bonus hour.
And so it looks like it's making a comeback. Right. Freer Talk Live with Aria and Conan, October 12th, 10:30 Eastern. Tune in to see who burns their face off.
I mean, you could probably have peppers at home and play along at home.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so fun.
Well, and play along with the home game.
See if you can beat the host.
And then you could videotape yourself. And
send it in.
Wow, the vomiting and all that would be great.
Oh, no.
call the domestic terrorist hotline right now, 603. You have to say the whole number.
283-6160, call down.
All right, very good.
Captain will be taking your calls.
So we've been talking about this article from Intellectual Takeout, where a statistician, who's also a writer for the Washington Post, used to be for gun control. She wanted to not, you know, make silencers illegal and ban assault weapons and, you know, all that fun stuff that all these gun control folks want to do. And then she and some colleagues spent 3 months analyzing 33,000 lives ended by guns, and she wound up frustrated because... Libresco pointed out, as well as Intellectual Takeout, that the media have drawn misguided conclusions about the effectiveness of gun control in nations such as Australia and the United Kingdom. She concluded that they didn't prove much about what America's policy should be. From silencers to bans on assault weapons to magazine capacity limits, all of the policy prescriptions she had heard politicians talk about for years would be basically meaningless, she concluded upon digging into the actual numbers. The truth is suicide counts for the vast majority of gun deaths in the U.S., 2/3, as a matter of fact. The next largest death figure comes from homicides involving young men aged 15 to 34, deaths that often involve gang conflicts in which shooters use firearms obtained unlawfully anyway. Gun legislation, she concluded, would have a minimal impact on gun deaths in the U.S., but that doesn't mean we should do nothing. A reduction in gun deaths is most likely to come from finding smaller chances for victories and expanding those solutions as much as possible, Libresco writes. We save lives by focusing on a range of tactics to protect the different kinds of potential victims and reforming potential killers, not from sweeping bans focused on the guns themselves. So that's a long way of saying people kill people, guns don't kill people. That's really the
heart of the matter. It took her 3 months to figure that out.
3 months of, you know, analysis, right? She is a statistician.
Right.
That is her career choice. If she's been employed as a statistician and then a statistical writer at the New York Post, I would imagine she's pretty good, or at least adequate.
I think she's at the Washington Compost, right? You said the New York Post?
What did I say? I don't know. You said Compost.
That's water under the burning bridge. Continue, Captain.
So, Libresco's story was a true mugging by reality. And one cannot help be impressed that social scientists did something that seems increasingly rare in modern society. She changed her mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not all over the headlines of all the newspapers, right?
No, of course not.
Buried on page whatever.
It probably didn't even make it to a newspaper.
Right.
It goes on to say, if only politicians were so open to contradiction by reality. The problem is that gun control has become a moral issue in American culture as much as a political one. Mere facts have difficulty standing up to moral outrage of this kind, but facts, as they say, are stubborn things.
So she's still missing something here.
Yes.
There is a reason why governments don't want their people, quote-unquote, their people, to be armed. Because we saw what happened in Australia.
Some people have not seen that, though.
Well, maybe they should open their eyes.
You said not seeing that?
People have not seen that.
They did not see that
they
coming.
They did not see that.
I saw that coming. Because
I saw it coming.
If you open a history book, you'd find that
absolutely.
Whenever a government disarms their citizenry, their population, their people, quote unquote. These are horrible terms for this, by the way, because it implies the government owns you, which they do, so they're your owners, whatever. But every time government disarms their population, people die.
Mm-hmm.
Large numbers of people die. Very large numbers, because, well, the only people that have guns are government.
You know what Fidel Castro said? I've got the quote right here.
What
does the government do once it disarms its citizens?
Anything it
Whatever
wants.
Whatever it wants.
Exactly.
Here's the meme.
He's got a cigar and he's all smiling. I wish more people would just take a minute, open their minds, and look at the evidence. I talked about how government as an organization type is responsible for more of the bad things that people consider bad, everything that cultures across the globe consider bad. They're responsible for most of them. You can find out that information by researching one term. That's democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, or death by government. If you just take a minute and open your mind and look into those numbers, I think you will be as overwhelmed as this person was, and perhaps you will change your mind. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Folks in the nation's heartland said to stay on alert as severe weather could stretch into the night. The Storm Prediction Center forecasting the continued potential for outbreaks of tornadoes with widespread damaging winds in sections of Oklahoma and North Texas. A woman is dead and 14 people injured after a mass shooting at a crowded bar in St. Paul, Minnesota early Sunday morning, and now three suspects are being treated for gunshot wounds but will be booked as soon as they're discharged. The mass shooting happening at the 7th Street Truck Park, a bar and eatery near the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. No word on a possible motive. A Facebook VP says the company is trying to make Facebook and Instagram a safer place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and what we can do is change our products, which is exactly what we're doing.
Facebook's Nick Clegg on CNN's State of the Union. This is USA Radio News. Former White House Press Chief Stephanie Grisham says she regrets not resigning from her post as Melania Trump's Chief of Staff sooner. She said on NBC's Meet the Press, people should believe her written account of what it was like to work for the former president because she's now far removed from Washington, and adds she thinks Trump actually believes he won the 2020 election, and she also doesn't believe he's going to run in 2024. Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
Georgia, the new number one team in the country after Alabama's historic loss to Texas A&M on Saturday. The Bulldogs, the number one now in this week's top 25 coaches poll, their first number one ranking since 2008. The Crimson Tide falling to fifth. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Esquire, if you will. I don't know. We added some
titles
today. Yeah. There's something else in front of it I wanted to do, too, that I can't remember. But whatever. In the studio, it's me and
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we've been having fun tonight with you and without you. So, you know, that's fine.
Call the hotline.
If you want to call the domestic terrorism hotline and tell, you know, 200 radio stations or so and all of the internet how you feel about governments and their, you know, overbearingness and all that kind of thing, 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number, 603-283-6160. I have to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years now. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. It's a video sharing website directly to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators, people that YouTube has canceled. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and literally could be taken down any minute. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming as well, and so now Free Talk Live streams live every night, and we're posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch our live stream anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com, video.freetalklive.com. If you really want to go all in, go over to lbry.com, download the desktop app, and then every video archive that you watch, you'll actually help seed and keep it online forever, which is pretty cool. So, again, video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about this gal, and she is a statistician by trade. She does statistics. She's a numbers girl. And she used to be for gun control. Right? She wanted to ban silencers and limit the type of gun. You know, all the things you hear about from the government all the time and how they're trying to, you know, keep folks from arming themselves as they see fit. And then she and some colleagues of hers, well, they did 3 months worth of research. And she concluded that she was wrong about all of it and has changed her mind. She is no longer for gun control because, well, she saw the overwhelming evidence. And she says, from silencers to bans on assault weapons to magazine capacity limits, all of the policy prescriptions she had heard politicians talk about for years would be basically meaningless, she concluded. She talked about how suicide counts for the vast majority of deaths, followed by homicides involving young men, gang activity, where they obtained their firearms unlawfully anyway. Gun legislation, she concluded, would have a minimal impact. A reduction in gun deaths is most likely to come from finding smaller chances for victories. We talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to say that she is missing something. And she's missing the part where more freedom equals happier people.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so that's going to drop that suicide rate substantially.
Right.
And I think I was talking about it over dinner. Every Sunday we go to Fokine Great and we do our little social Sunday shindig. But I brought it up that a lot during the COVID lockdowns, a lot of the people that we were seeing coming into the hospitals weren't COVID patients. Yeah, we were getting our fair share of COVID patients, mm-hmm. but we were seeing a lot of relapses mm-hmm. from people that were, you know, prior drug addicts or people that were prior alcoholics and that had been clean.
Mm-hmm.
They got their resources, their NA and their AA resources taken away, or just, you know, being locked in their house. I know I had a friend tell me that, you know, she was never a drinker before, but her boyfriend was still working. She was locked at home all day long with nothing to do, so she took up a new hobby of drinking. The liquor stores were still open, and within a month, she had developed a really bad alcohol problem. So we're seeing a lot of people in the hospitals coming in for overdoses, for suicide attempts, for, you know, mental health wellness checks, mm-hmm. for because they were having suicidal tendencies and they were looking to get help, and that's more so what we were seeing in the hospitals, more so than COVID.
And we covered some of that during the lockdowns.
Yeah.
The amount of people that committed suicide, like, skyrocketed
yeah.
on a percentage basis.
And that wasn't being talked about. It was all COVID, 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 and it wasn't any of the effects of the lockdowns that was being talked about.
Right.
Well, we have a new research project for our journalist there to look into.
Yeah, that is true.
If she still works there. I mean, I'm surprised she's, you know,
if she's
unemployed after writing that article, jeez.
Yeah, you can't tell the truth.
If she's listening, perhaps she could take that as a suggestion.
Hmm.
All right, I think that I also want to talk about this idea. You guys have probably heard this. I know it's been mentioned here on Free Talk Live, but I haven't had an opportunity to opine. I have this article called "The Hidden History of the $1 Trillion Coin." So the part that was talked about on a previous episode this week of Free Talk Live was this idea comes up every now and again when government talks about the debt ceiling and and so somebody says, why don't you just print a $1 trillion coin and have the Federal Reserve mint that and then use that to pay off $1 trillion of the national debt?
Why not make 30 of them?
That, like, why not just make one that's the entire amount and then some of the national debt? And then go, hey, here you go.
Why not make one for every American? We'll all be trillionaires.
So apparently there's a history behind this idea. And this is from Reason.com, the hidden history of the $1 trillion coin. This says, Friday, A.V. Club in 1992, It was a paramilitary American firster who wanted to do hashtag mint the coin. As the latest showdown over raising the country's debt limit comes to a close, and as Washington gears up to repeat the fight in December, we're hearing another round of calls for that charmingly cranky idea, the trillion-dollar coin. If the government doesn't have enough money to meet its obligations, the argument goes, it can simply mint a platinum coin worth $1 million or more. While the law limits
absurd.
How many...
Absurd.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, continue.
I know. And they just keep printing more and like, oh, no, you can't have any. It's all for us. While the law limits how many gold, silver, or copper coins are in circulation, Congress passed legislation in the mid-1990s that appears to give the Treasury a much freer hand when issuing coins made of platinum. The bill in question was only supposed to cover commemorative coins, but its actual language isn't so narrow. And so the forces gathered under the hashtag MintTheCoin belief, they believe that they've found a loophole.
Oh.
This idea has been sloshing around liberal circles for about a decade, going back to the debt ceiling fights of the Tea Party era. But the contempt is older than that. It's even older than The Trouble with Trillions, the 1998 Simpsons classic, in which the U.S. government prints a $1 trillion bill, Mr. Burns steals it, and...
The Simpsons are always right.
And, right?
And predicting the future.
And he and Homer flee to start a newer, freer country.
I want that crystal ball that they have.
The $1 trillion bill?
No, the crystal Simpsons. Ball that the Simpsons are using to predict the future so well.
This says in parentheses, apparently Homer and Mr. Burns end up in Cuba.
With the $1 trillion coin. Where everyone has a $1 trillion coin.
Imagine if it was like they end up in New Hampshire and then they do a New Hampshire freedom movement.
Aren't catalytic converters made out of platinum?
Yeah, I think
or is
so,
is it palladium?
It's platinum, I think.
Oh, so that's why all the catalytic converters are getting stolen.
Yeah, they're,
to make this coin.
Right? Yeah. How long has the idea of the $1 trillion coin been around? We'll tell you that it's been around longer than something when we come back. 603-283-6160. Why don't they just print a $1 trillion coin for everybody and like send it
out? I have one, actually.
Like a stimulus coin. Stimmy coin. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's the final segment of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Church is in session. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Amen.
And a woman. No, I'm not a woman. I am a man.
Esquire. You're an esquire. Yeah,
maybe. I'm also a doctor, but only honorarily.
An escort.
Yes, I've been given an honorary doctorate by a caller, ironically. Thank you, caller, for giving me the honorary doctorate so I could add it to my lengthy title of nothingness, really. Yes. We are a live talk radio program. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call, call between those hours, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Some radio stations that we're on don't play us live. They'll, you know, repeat a show, or they'll play an hour of it in a different slot, whatever. They slice and dice and cut through aluminum cans and, you know, all that stuff against you. Nice.
Broadcast right, time shifting.
Yes. BTS, as it were. And so, if you want to call and get on the air, you want to call between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. So, in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
So, we were talking about this idea of a trillion-dollar coin.
With Homer Simpson on the
I really face. Have one.
And Mr. Burns.
On it's the real. Flip side is Monty Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Who is
to,
that?
You have to, like, yeah, you have to do the finger. Mr. Burns.
I'll remember that.
Will Smithers, why don't you go ahead and become free? Anyway. The idea of the trillion-dollar coin has been around longer than the commemorative bill that we talked about, where in The Simpsons they printed a million-dollar bill. It goes back at least as far as 1992, when Lieutenant Colonel James Beau Gritz, the forefather of militia movement, self-proclaimed real-life Rambo, quote-unquote. I've never heard of that militia movement. And presidential candidate of the America First Coalition promoted strikingly similar ideas on the campaign trail alongside his promise to rescue POWs from Vietnam, withdraw from the United Nations, and prohibit foreign ownership of American land.
Where's he now, in a fusion camp?
They have a video here of him laying out the plan in 92. We don't watch videos over radio. If you can't watch the video, which we can't, here's the key quote. As President of the United States, I am going to have, on the very first day in office, a pot metal coin. That sounds...
Pot metal?
Yeah, that
sounds like a metal band.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll go to a concert, bro. Oh, dude, it's pot metal. I believe they call it stoner rock. Anyway... the coin is going to be struck, and it will say $4 trillion.
Wow.
Why four? It's like such a random increment.
It's, well, you know, it's from 92, so who knows? And it will say, debt of the United States paid in full. And then the crowd laughs and cheers him on.
So $4 trillion might have been the debt in 1992.
It probably was, yeah. That's what I'm guessing. Gritz didn't win the 92 election, but he did do best by one minor metric. When my old boss, Bill Bradford, took a motorcycle trip through Idaho that year, he told me afterward that he had seen more campaign signs for Gritz than for any other candidate. The man wound up getting 10,281 votes in Idaho, which isn't bad by third-party standards. Not enough to carry the state. It would translate into a lot of yard signs. Yet. In Franklin County, where Ross Perot's total pushed Bill Clinton into third place, Gritz, blah, 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 I don't care about this guy.
He could have bought a lot of lawn signs for $4 trillion.
I guess that was the history of the idea of a trillion-dollar coin. But I'm with you, Steve Classic. Why not just print one coin or one bill that wipes out the debt entirely? If you're going to do something as preposterous as print our way out of this thing, you know.
Why stop at $1 trillion? I mean, who came up with that number? Like $4 trillion. I see $4 trillion. Okay, that was the debt back then. Make a $30 trillion coin, send it to China, and you know, we're done.
They don't want to pay off the debt. They love the debt.
They don't. Of course they
do. Add more. We love debt. More, more, more.
Be responsible and raise the debt ceiling.
Right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, is that what happens to me? Like, if I overextend myself on, you know, my mortgage and my credit cards and my car loan and all that kind of stuff, if I can't pay all of that off, do I get to go, oh, it's fine, I'll just raise my debt ceiling?
Well, they love it when you do that, too.
No, you can't do that. It's not possible for you to personally
raise credit card company,
your debt ceiling.
Right. If they said, like, we're going to increase your limit.
If you start missing your payments, they're going to start repoing stuff.
That's true.
The guys with guns will show up.
They do love it when people are in debt. You know, they want you to have the auto loan. They want you to have a mortgage, credit cards, rack up those credit card bills. The banks love it, and the government loves it.
Yeah, debt slavery is a real thing. Yeah. It is alive, and it exists globally, not just here in the United States. Globally, it exists.
Well, debt is money. Money is created with debt.
It can
in a roundabout way, if you Google that. Or
yeah, yeah. There's actually an anarchist thinker. He comes from the left. His name is David Graeber, and he did a video seminar called, I think it was called Money the First 5,000 Years.
Oh.
Something like that.
It's like the 11th marble.
And he says basically what you said. He's like, money exists because of debt. Right, because it used to be, I have, you know, 6 chickens, I want to trade for your 1 cow. And like, no, you need 12 chickens to equal 1, you know. So people had to use some sort of a tool.
At least if you traded chickens, you could produce more chickens.
Right, but in order to barter more efficiently, they needed to develop a tool, and this is where money comes from. So they just wrote it down in pieces of paper or pieces of gold. And gold was heavy anyway. It's hard to carry a bunch of that around. So if I want to buy, like, a building or something, I can't carry that much gold around. You know, I can't hand you, here, Steve, here's a bag of gold.
If you want to buy a beer, you can use a gold back.
That is true. Gold banks are sort of an extension, a new technology.
Like in your pocket, they're very nice.
I do have that. And also, there's Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency.
Why doesn't the government just buy all the Bitcoin and, well, no, we don't want them to do that.
No.
Yeah, never mind.
And it's already,
never mind.
It's already too late. It's already too late. Other folks.
Fedcoin, Fedcoin.
But there are, you know, these tools have graduated. And they're not necessarily even unique to humankind. For example, primates have been observed trading, you know, colorful rocks with each other.
Really?
For things like, you know, orangutan's got some bananas, and orangutan number 2 wants the bananas. And instead of fighting, he offers to trade for these colorful rocks that he found on the beach or whatever. And so the other orangutan goes, sure, you know, here. And they trade the rocks. And then the lady orangutans find out that these things are worth something. And, of course, the first thing they do is try and sell themselves sexually to the male orangutans. You know, so prostitution really is the oldest industry, and it's not exclusive to humankind.
Wow.
So all the more reason
why do you bring this up now at the end of the show? This should have started the show. Next Sunday, to be continued.
Yeah, perhaps next Sunday we will talk more about the orangutan debt problem. And how they solved it with prostitution.
They were growing more bananas to get off the debt. You know, grow more bananas.
They didn't have to raise the debt ceiling.
Just grow up.
They just had to turn off the lights for a while. Put on some...
cue the Barry White. Right?
Barry White, thank you. Yes, that's what, cue the Barry White. And free trade was, you know, and all the baboons were happy.
Go forth and prosper.
Yes, Primate Talk Live, 7 nights a week.
I think we just found the solution to create peace. Is that how we create world peace? Shiny rocks and prostitution?
We F our way out of a sticky situation?
Anyone calling in on the domestic terrorist hotline? No? Oh, no.
They did on the movie we were discussing in the break, Steve, you right. and I, The Pick of Destiny. It's a Tenacious D movie that we were discussing. In that movie, the master is trying to teach the student, you know, how to be a rock star, and one of the things he commands him to do is one cock push-up. So you got to get
you're
down on the
about
floor.
A male chicken, right?
Got to get down on the floor. You know, face down, and then only using your mind, you've got to arouse yourself in such a manner that you successfully do one.
You need me to watch Star Wars, this movie, right?
Huh?
Wasn't that in Star Wars?
No, it was in The Pick of Destiny.
Oh. That was the lightsaber, I think.
No, when Yoda takes him to his planet.
Did Yoda molest Luke?
Wow,
is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, anything can be in there.
Interspecies erotica here in Free Talk Live. Intergalactic interspecies erotica here in Free
Talk. How did this start?
It's your fault.
I think that was the special edition.
The $1 trillion coin?
The $1 trillion. That's how it all started.
All right. Well, it was your fault because you started talking about the orangutans.
Of course it's my fault. I'm the skipper.
You're looking at the clock.
I'm trying to fill like another minute.
Yeah, hit the rollout button, please.
I think I'm out of stuff.
Thanks for having me on tonight, Captain.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being spot on. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, guys. It's been a very fun, shenanigan-filled Free Talk Live.
Thank you, listeners. Again, 7 nights a week. If you missed any part of the program, go over to freetalklive.com and find our archives. Thanks and peace.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.